Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today, and with me, a good friend of this program, Stacy Inglis, Director of Marketing and Assistant General Manager at the University and WIS Club. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Guillermina, thank you so much for having me.
And I love how you pronounce my name because it's not always the case. But in any event, how can we not invite you if the University and WIS Club is experiencing a revamping in a way that was not anticipated, and it's everything thanks to you?
Yes.
And the arts play a huge role of that revival, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And it's important for people to know because the location itself is fantastic.
Yes, we agree.
Right? So tell us, let's begin from there. Let's talk about the location and the historical implication and the many things that perhaps people do not know.
Absolutely. The University and WIS Club is a club that exists inside of the Tilton Mansion. So the house itself is called the Tilton Mansion.
Right.
And Dr. James Tilton, who was the first Army Surgeon General of the country, that was his house. And he and George Washington were best friends, and they were in the boat together when they came across the Delaware. Mm-hmm. And that is his house that we are in and honored to be in.
Right.
So he started the Delaware Medical Society in 1789. And we are very proud of that history of the home. And it is located on Broome Street behind Padua and across the street from the Greek Church.
The location is fantastic.
The location is fantastic because you're not all the way downtown where you have parking issues
right.
for a function. Right?
Yeah.
You're just a couple blocks off of 52, very close to Amtrak, close to the Philly airport.
And the 95. So
yeah.
You are right there without bothering about the traffic.
Right. And we are tucked behind a very lovely stone wall. So
right.
It's a nice intimate setting.
And it's changing. The location is rapidly changing. You're implementing changes that I didn't think I was going to see that fast.
Well, we face challenges that all city clubs
right.
face. You
mm-hmm.
know, what is the purpose of a club mm-hmm. like that in 2017? And really, it's more of a family atmosphere on the
right.
on the inside. We don't have tennis or swimming pools or golfing
mm-hmm.
Like some of the country clubs
mm-hmm.
who are also closing and finding, you know, a struggle. So where do we fit in the community? In the mm-hmm. arts, we decided we're a very important part
there you go.
Of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we reached out to everyone, which you were a part of, for that lunch. And we met with the Delaware Art Museum and Opera Delaware and yourself and several of the other First State Ballet and all of the, you know, the key arts
mm-hmm.
Groups. And we showed them the facility and we talked to them about how can we bring some of your organizations here for
mm-hmm.
our members
mm-hmm.
and to the public who are potential members and experience the arts a little bit more up close and personal on an
mm-hmm.
intimate level in the setting, which is our ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we, you know, that's how we got started. I think the arts is incredibly important part of not just our community in the club,
mm-hmm.
but in the broader sense, the arts is important.
Right.
As Winston.
But I remember talking to you like
yeah.
A few days ago. Next thing I know, you have an impressive array of people coming up, which speaks highly about you and the interest in doing this and connecting with the arts community and offering a different kind of activities to the rest of the community. So we're going to talk about that. But is it true? I kind of remember at some point you mentioned that the Tilton House was going to be the White House?
Yes, it was in contention. Dr. Tilton, as I said, was very good friends with George.
Uh-huh.
And that was at the time.
Listen,
George.
Yeah,
George. so James
perfect.
And George. Philadelphia was, as you know, the capital of the United States
right.
for a very brief period of time. And Tilton was pushing for the mansion to be
right.
the White House. And George wanted it to be down in D.C. closer to his, you know, land over in Virginia. So he wanted to be across the Potomac. So they moved it from Philly down to Washington. I'm sure there are many historians listening
right.
who will have, you know, varying opinions of all that. But we have, you know, historical items at the house that tell us that that's what was going on. It was in contention for the White House.
And before we talk about the arts, I have to tell people that those who love Jack's Mussels. from I mean, because I was like almost fainted when I saw the guy right there, and I was so excited because I'm still a fan of his.
You confused me for 1 second, but I know what you're talking about. So Jacques, who's our managing director at the,
yes.
He owned Jacques Bistro, which was the former Mona Lisa.
Precisely.
Yes, and when he came over, one of the most popular dishes at Jacques Bistro was the mussels, the pot of mussels.
He had like an array of four.
I know, yeah.
See, I tried all of them. He
well,
knows
we're
that.
Really glad you're a big fan, and we hope you come in for some mussels one night. But when you said Jacques mussels, I was thinking, Jacques has mussels?
I know. I was so excited because it just came to my mind, and I know that he is working with you in revamping the University and West.
Yes, very
hard. And he's
hard.
Certainly an asset. How can
oh,
he not
absolutely.
Be?
Oh, absolutely. With his restaurant experience and then his years at the Greenville Country Club as
right.
well. It was the perfect blend between the restaurant and the banquets and dining facilities. Yes.
And not to mention his limoncello. Because I had limoncello in the location in Italy. His is superb.
Well, you'll be glad to know that he is presently fermenting, if that's what you do with limoncello, right now because on
Saturday... Let me know, yeah. Sam. I'm going to stop by just coincidentally.
Yeah. Well, Saturday night we have an event. It's a murder mystery with Ovations
wow.
Dinner Theater.
Okay.
And Jacques is whipping up that limoncello that you're talking about to offer at the dinner.
Seriously.
I know. I'll have to save you some.
Count on that. Let's go back to the ads and stuff. And talking about the impressive array... you already have lined up First State Ballet.
We do. First State Ballet.
Uh-huh.
The series that we started, Guillermina, to try to make it a little bit something to look for people to look forward
right.
to each month, we created, which I did not do on my own. I stole from the Cleveland Club in
mm-hmm.
Ohio. They call it Arts and Appetizers.
Okay. And how is the concept working there, and how do you see that working here?
The concept... In my mind, I know Cleveland's a little bit bigger of a city, but mm-hmm. I feel like it has a lot of similar offerings to Delaware. They have mm-hmm. to Wilmington. They have a lot of wonderful restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, there's the Cleveland Ballet and there's museums. So
mm-hmm.
it seemed to be a pretty good club to mirror some mm-hmm. of their activities. So what we've done with Arts and Appetizers is after work,
mm-hmm.
Stopping by, predominantly on Thursdays, there are one or two.
Well, that's an excellent day.
Yeah, well, we wanted to be a little bit malleable with that because
mm-hmm.
some of, you know, sometimes it has to be on a Friday. We want, one of them is going to be on a Friday to tie into the art loop.
I see.
Because what we were doing
right.
was more with an artist. But
mm-hmm.
First State Ballet is our very first of the arts and appetizers.
There you go.
And they're going to be coming on Thursday, February 9th
mm-hmm.
from 6 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Pasha Kambalov, who is their artistic director,
mm-hmm.
Is going to be giving a ballet class on stage, our ballroom. I'm calling it the stage, but our hardwood
like
floor,
that.
The ballroom. Right. So we will have some seats set up. We'll also have some high tops and our cash bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to sit... you know, still, I know ballet is a very quiet activity, and that's not the case here. So you'll be mixing and mingling and drinking and talking and watching
mm-hmm.
a ballet class.
Mm.
And after the class is over, Pasha will give a couple minutes of who First State Ballet is, a little bit history of ballet, and what
mm.
their upcoming season will be.
There you go.
And then some of the dancers will come back in, and I believe he said that they're going to be doing a few pieces from Raymunda, which, of course, is a very famous Russian
mm-hmm.
ballet, a classical
mm-hmm.
piece. And then a contemporary piece by Viktor Platnikov, who is a contemporary choreographer and ballet dancer that Pasha went to school with back in Russia, where
mm-hmm.
they came from. So they've been friends since they were little kids. So that's kind of nice.
How cool is that?
And then when that's over, there'll be a Q&A session where
mm.
the audience or attendees will get to ask questions about performances or about the ballet or what they just saw in class or why do you do this or
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that'll be made up of Pasha and I believe
he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to ballet and things like that. So
oh, he is
nice.
Yes.
Nice selection.
Yes, he does come from the best ballet school in the world,
right.
which is the Kirov in St. Petersburg, Russia. So it's an honor really for Delaware Arts to have him
Indeed.
Here to teach and hand down
mm-hmm.
you know things that are centuries old. It's definitely an honor for any of the dancers who study under him.
And then you don't finish that when you begin having Opera Delaware not long after First State Ballet.
Yes. So February was First State. March is going to be Opera Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
They're finalizing exactly what they're going to be doing. So we'll have to stay tuned on that one.
The Brendan Cook is always thinking about excellent ways of introducing opera for those who might not be opera lovers.
Yes.
And you rapidly become a fan.
Well, Ryan McPherson, their new director of development,
right,
who was at that meeting,
mm-hmm,
he came in and we had a little, literally a fireside chat. There was a fire going in the lobby of the Whist, and he and I just sat and had some tea and coffee in front of,
right,
the fire, very relaxing. And he was telling me about some ways that they have been making, some other clubs or other companies have been making opera interactive. So we're trying to see what would fit in our house. So, for example, they have, I think they call it sort of like a minstrel where you follow someone from room to room.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we start in our bar area and there's someone singing an opera piece.
That sounds lovely.
And then they stop, uh-huh, and then all of a sudden you hear opera
somewhere
coming,
else.
Right, from somewhere else in the house, and you have to kind of go
follow
through and follow and find out where,
oh my
that
gosh,
is.
That is fantastic.
And when that's over, then something else happens and you've got to leave that room and go and find where the next. So almost an opera scavenger hunt, I guess.
Well, that sounds terrific.
So we talked about things like that, and I'm not sure what they're going to, you know, what they're going to eventually settle on, but that's, you know, the kind of the idea that we're talking about.
It'll be terrific.
About.
Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, and what better place to have an interactive place like that than our four floors that we have, you know,
right,
in the Tilton Mansion to be able to do that.
You do
in so
have
many
four
different
floors.
Rooms. We do have four floors. Yeah.
And before we continue talking about that, let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening into Delaware State of the Arts radio show, News Talk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. With us, we have Stacy Inglis, Director of Marketing and Assistant General Manager at the University and Whist Club. The reason for her to be here is she's sharing, among other things, the inclusion of the arts in their offering, particularly in a series that they've been creating by the name of Arts and Appetizers. And Stacy, we were talking about First State Ballet from February 9th, and Opera Delaware on March 23rd. And before we forget, in case people get interested, how do they connect with you? How do they make reservations? Or what do they need to do?
Sure. The best way to check out the details is to go to our Events at the Whist,
okay,
Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And that has all of the information about the evenings and what's going on and if there's a ticket price and how much that is. Or they can call the Whist directly at 302-658-5125 and extension 107, and that's our events extension.
There you go. And so, you know, I'm going to give the preview that May is open, hint, and talk to Stacy about that. May open, but April, you already have something else lined up.
We do. This was very exciting. Back to the Tilton Awards that we talked about earlier on your show, or the Tilton,
right,
House, rather. There are awards that go along with that house and a gala.
I see.
Okay. That's coming up. So Dr. Tilton, of course, as a, mm-hmm, doctor, the Tilton Awards were given about 15 years ago in Delaware for advancement in medical achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the years, it kind of diluted a little bit. Not that the recipients were unworthy, but it drifted away, I should say, from medical and ended up being more of a community recognition award.
Right.
But this year, with everything that we're trying to do at the Whist Club and bring it back to its history and sort of focus again on Dr. Tilton, since it's his house that,
mm-hmm,
we're in, we are relaunching it, the Tilton Awards, and it's going to be back to tied in with the Delaware Medical Society,
mm,
and given to advancement in medical achievement here in the state. So I thought, well, we can't give a doctor an important award like this,
mm-hmm,
on a piece of parchment paper or, you know, just a trophy that we order online. We really need something important. And
right,
I noticed that we didn't have any bust or portrait of Dr. Tilton in his own house.
Okay.
So I met with Olga Nielsen, who is a local sculptress,
mm,
and she studied at Moscow Fine Art. She studied at PAFA in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm,
and she now teaches some, I believe, portrait or figure drawing at DCAD.
Oh.
So I reached out to her, and she came in, and I shared the story about Dr. Tilton and the awards that we shared. And she was then commissioned by the Tilton Society to do a bust of Dr. Tilton in bronze,
mm,
and that is going to be the award going forward. And
you
we
like
could not
that?
Be more excited. Yeah, we were thrilled.
Super.
And we learned that Olga, I'm doing a little touting for her,
okay,
is one of 20, they narrowed it down from 100 artists around the country whose art is being considered for the new national cancer coin that is being launched from the U.S. Mint in 2018.
Wow.
So we have an artist from right here in Delaware who might, cross your fingers, whose art might be selected to be on that coin. And it's a $1 coin and a $5 coin. And it's going towards cancer research.
Well,
and
that is very nice.
I know. I'm very excited for her. She's really very sweet. And we are thrilled and honored that one of her pieces is going to go, you know, go forward as
meaningful,
as a Chilton Award.
You nailed it down, that one. Good for you. So keep tell us what's more, what you're thinking, because I see for in a different piece of paper that you are already talking to the Christina Cultural Arts Center, for instance. Tell us what's more in the pipeline.
Yes. Ray contacted me the other day from Christina Cultural Center when I reached out and giving them, May was our open spot you talked about earlier.
Right.
So she suggested a musical ensemble, and we're playing voicemail tag at the moment. So as far as I know right now, I believe it's going to be, she's deciding on the 4th or the 11th, is going to be a musical ensemble from the Christina Cultural Center, and we're very excited about that.
Excellent.
And then in June,
when
you were at the WIST, I don't know if you remember, but above our fireplace is this huge watercolor painting of the WIST. And there's a man in a red coat and a carriage and some horses out front. And it's a winterscape. And it's really beautiful.
I see.
So I took a picture of that. And I sent it out to all of our members as a little Christmas, you know, happy, Merry Wistmas, I think was the title.
Okay.
And they all wanted to know what that painting was and how could they get a copy of the print. And it was very exciting. So that led us on a little journey to find out that C. Philip Wyckoff, who has exhibited at the Delaware Art Museum years ago, painted that for us, a picture of the Chilton Mansion and the horse and the carriage gentleman out front. And that was back in the 90s. And that we owned that because it was commissioned by us.
Oh,
so
okay.
I went on a little search to try to find Mr. Wyckoff, and the Hardcastle Gallery was very helpful.
Oh,
and
he went there.
Yeah, he lives in Hokesson.
Oh, wow.
I know. And we invited him in, and we had a little conversation of, we would like to reprint. And it led to, do you know the others that I did in the WIST? So as we did our little journey around our four floors, we have about six original Wyckoffs and about 12 signed autographed prints.
Oh, wow.
Right. So that led to, well, why don't we have a Wyckoff at the WIST evening and do some reprints for him to sign an autograph on a limited edition. So there will be two offered in that. The Arrival, which is the Winterscape, and then another one called Beech Tree, which is that big, beautiful tree that was
right,
like, on the driveway when you drive up. And that's more of a spring, summer with the leaves
which
and the pretty green.
Which is lovely, by the way.
Yeah, it's so
pretty.
I mean,
that location is perfect for weddings.
It is. We do a lot of weddings there. We do a lot of
weddings. I can tell. That's a romantic space, and you're thinking about the pictures. I can vividly see that.
Yes, it's beautiful out there in our driveway for that.
So there you go with Philip Wyckoff.
Wyckoff. Correct.
Yeah, you need to pay attention to, because sometimes what you see is not necessarily how you have to pronounce
it. I know, I was pronouncing
stuff,
it incorrectly for a little while as well. Yeah, I did Wyckoff as well.
So we need to correct the error of our ways.
Right.
In any event, well, there you go. You have at least 5 things in the pipeline.
Right.
And coming up. So if somebody comes with a great idea, Stacy, what do they need to do?
Call me. I love ideas. There are no bad ideas, right?
You're right.
Sometimes there are more ideas than hours to, you know, to implement them, but we love ideas.
Right.
And if it's a good one, we take it and we run with
it. You implement.
Yes.
So is your intention having an arts and appetizer activity once a month?
That is our intention. And of course, we still have to get over, there's a little bit of a misnomer that you have to be a member of the WIST Club in order to even come up the driveway or come. So that's why we're doing a lot more events like this, where it's open both to members and non-members.
Right. So if you're interested, you just go and enjoy the evening. And
call
that's
and make
about
a reservation
it.
So we have an idea of how many people for food and beverage purposes. But the events that we're doing, most of them going forward, Guillermina, will be open to both the public as well as members, because how else are you going to know if you want to become a member if you don't have the opportunity to,
right.
you know, to come to an event and sample the food and the atmosphere? And it's a very family-like and, you know, atmosphere there
right.
at the WIST. Everyone knows each other by name, which is a nice feeling.
Right.
And you're in a beautiful, you know, Dr. Tilton's mansion, and it's a lovely surrounding. So who wouldn't want to come?
I totally agree. And in the few minutes that we have left, again, how do you see this progressing? How would you like to see the university and WIST in the future, Stacy?
I would like to see, specifically with the arts, I would like to have more groups wanting to come than we have time to do. I would like it to be successful to the point where the public is coming and filling up our ballroom and our events, and we have standing room only. And then I'd like to see that transfer into audience building for them. I'd like them to call and make tickets during the season
right.
of Opera Delaware or First Day Ballet. And
a win-win situation.
Right, right.
Well, excellent. And just to refresh people's memories, how do they connect with you? What do they need to do?
Yes. All of our events are available on the Events at the WIST Facebook page, or you can call the WIST directly at 302-658-5125, extension 107.
And with us again, you ask simply for Stacy English. She's the Director of Marketing and the individual who is putting this arts and appetizer magnificent program together. And with that, we need to thank you again for coming and sharing all these wonderful news and a location that is just breathtaking.
Thank you.
And especially if you go all the way up where you took me and you
to
have
the tower
view.
Where you can see, yeah,
the
tower where you can see all the way to the Nemours Water Tower, to the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Again, for those romantic at heart, in case you want to have one of that, one of those, you know, very romantic dinners
yes.
with a magnificent
breathtaking view. Come for Valentine's Day. We're open for Valentine's Day.
I'm thinking about
Day
doing that for my husband.
Yeah, yeah. Public.
Don't
We're
tell
open
my
to
husband.
The public. Please, yes. Yeah.
Just keep the secret for me.
Well, I don't have a Valentine this year, so if you need one, let me know.
And with that, we need to thank you. Thanks again, and we have to come back.
Thank you very much.